Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Influence. I'm Michelle Martin, chatting today with Jay Varman. He's co-founder and CEO of Day Holdings Private Limited. We're going to find out more about Day, an online shopping platform that is helping Little India transform. An average shopper at Little India spends about 4 hours visiting a variety of local vendors and specialty stores in the real world. But in a move to ease all those weekend crowds, online shopping platform Day was launched back in 2016 to bring traditional brick and mortar stores online and to shorten the time spent looking for what it is you want in Little India to just under 30 minutes. The online platform eases traditional brick and mortar vendors into adopting an offline to online model that provides greater presence for them on a variety of platforms. Some of the items sold on the platform include clothes, groceries, even garlands commonly found in the precinct. Jay Varman, co-founder and CEO of Day Holdings, my guest in Influence tonight. Welcome, Jay. Good to have you with us. Tell us, the initiative was first introduced, I understand, in response to, of course, the growing trend of online shopping. Everybody wants to come on board. And also there were complaints about, you know, the weekend crowds and the lack of parking spaces and taxis. So I want to start by asking whether or not Day has helped ease any of the shopping traffic at Little India since you first put it together.
Day, basically, when we started at those times, was a lot of traditional merchants. And the fact that many of them lacked the know-how to actually go online, you know, they were actually very apprehensive. And the second thing they had was lack of manpower. So these two things kind of just like accelerated this e-commerce need for them. And I kind of felt that, you know, it was something that was a big gap in Little India. And with the space itself, if you realize, as you said, you know, the jams and stuff like that. So people were always finding alternative forms of shopping, but Little India didn't offer that at the time. Individual merchants tried e-commerce, but they couldn't handle it. And because of that, it just kind of fizzled out for them. So that's when Day kind of formed.
Okay. And who's using Day currently? So since you started in 2016, right?
Yeah, we started in 2016. Actually, we have grown to over 70 merchants within Little India. The last count I think we just did was about 140. So there are two kinds of merchants, those who have brick and mortar and physically present there, and those who come in the seasonal times during festive periods to set up places within Little India to come online as well. So we have two kinds of merchants there.
And what about the kind of shoppers that you're seeing using Day?
So when we started, the early adopters were mainly foreigners, expats, we would say, and growing in numbers are the local because, you know, they kind of realized that, you know, we are catering a lot more, not just international brands, but even local produce as well. So, you know, it kind of marriage both sides together right now.
How would I find you? Are you only online or are you on an app?
So our app is launching next month.
Oh.
Okay, so 2 years we were online because I think it took a first step to actually bring these guys online. So we kind of invested our time there. And now it's about time that we know we wanted to go to the mass audience, and that's why we're launching our app.
Okay, so the e-commerce website is day, that's D-E-I, .com.sg.
Yes, .sg.
And day means?
Daily Everything Indian.
Daily Everything Indian, because it's meant to be Indian groceries, Indian staples, health, beauty products. So it's wider than Little India. It includes merchants in India, from Little India, but it's wider than that.
It's wider than that, yeah. Day, as you can see, is a slang that, you know, the Indians use, right? So something that we wanted catchy to
which
catch.
Which means?
It's like when you call out to a fellow friend.
Friend.
Day, you know, so it's that's the whole concept behind day. That's how we came up with that colloquial term for us. But in terms of putting it together, was we are trying to target the younger millennials and people who actually are trying to evade Little India to say that Little India, though culturally significant, we could actually bring a bit more youthful digital technologies into it. And that's what we're trying to achieve right now. So it's evolving more than just being e-commerce right now. And we are now trying to digitalize each store there, you know, trying to maintain that cultural significance and their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to infuse little bits of technology inside their business to actually Bring them online, bring them more awareness, and create a better experience for the consumer.
Yeah, and save the heritage along Little India at the same time. Jay Varman is co-founder, CEO of Day Holdings. You're listening to Influence with me, Michelle Martin, and they're helping Little India transform digitally with merchants heading online. 140 vendors Day has, and through a partnership with the Little India Shopkeepers and Heritage Association, Day's helping the shopkeepers basically have a 24-hour shop front. So tell me, Jay, what are some of the difficulties managing what I imagine is a huge pool of logistics?
When we reached these merchants, in fact, many of them were very apprehensive. You know, they didn't understand, you know, what was required to go online. So we really had to do the babysitting in terms of taking the pictures, writing the descriptions, you know, doing a storefront for them, understanding their business and trying to create a personalized storefront for them so that each one has an individual personality online rather than just giving them a fake, you know, a standard size store across the board. Little India is so specific and unique. So I felt that, you know, we felt that we had to fix it up in a unique manner. And that's why we gave them each an identity. We babysit them in terms of onboarding. It took us like to onboard a typical merchant almost close to a month of resources and time, but it was all worth it because the moment they started seeing revenue and that people are buying their products online, it kind of, you know, the excitement they got and how they actually started to put more products online, it kind of showed that it does help them and they see the benefits of it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a whole new revenue channel for them, so I can understand that excitement. And I'm looking at the people that you're partnering with. It's not just, you know, traditional stores. You've partnered wet markets, supermarkets, specialty stores. Do you have any case studies that you can share with us about how Day is really benefiting the vendors?
If, for example, for each, we have partnered with a lot of the wet market stores and all that. A typical vendor for now, we actually contribute almost close to 10% of their revenue. We have created that, and that's a quite significant jump for them. You must understand Little India. People come there on seasonal times. It's not something that you come on a daily day to shop because, you know, the surrounding estates are pretty small. Okay, and most of them have heartland malls and stuff. And today, a lot of Indian stores have gone to the heartland malls. So these guys who have been there for the longest time are losing their footfall. So that's why this significant growth is quite big, because the fact that we have brought Little India to the homes right now. You know, we are connecting them directly. So, yeah.
That's great. So there are many online marketplace models. You know, Shopee comes to mind, where people can build their own shop fronts. Tell me, Jay, how does Day differ from the different online marketplace models available?
Basically, there are a few different types of models. There are those that actually have warehouses and they do e-commerce from that. Then there are those who actually just do an aggregator model, whereby they have multiple stores or 100 over stores, and then they ask the stores to manage their delivery, coordinate their online and offline kind of sales. And there are those who just purely put a store online and do delivery. Day has gone in a... Our philosophy is to build omni-channel. Okay, omnichannel is something that is a consistent experience for the consumers, both online and offline. So what you see now in the markets are multi-channel. If you see a merchant there, you probably see about 10 to 20 SKUs. But if you go to the store offline...
I'm sorry, what's an SKU? You have to break down all the acronyms for us.
So SKU is basically a product. Okay, you probably see 10 products from the store online. But then when you go down to the store, you probably see that they have more than 10, they probably have 1,000 products there.
Right.
And that's the problem today. There's a disparity between what's online and offline. In omnichannel, what we try to achieve is we integrate with the store's inventory system and POS system. And that kind of actually helps us connect the whole neighborhood together. So through this system that we are creating, we're actually plugged into all the stores. We understand what's going in and out. We actually track the inventory. So these stores or this whole district has now become actually a mini warehouse for us. And each store is like a fulfillment center. So instead of just being a storefront, today they're actually their own mini warehouse. So they didn't have to invest in a huge infrastructure and stuff. So it's different in that sense.
And what are some of the challenges that the retailers of Little India community are facing in this digital arena?
Firstly, today, I don't think just for Little India, but I think across the board, across all businesses, you see that there's a lot of technology available. Today, we are going towards retail 4.0 technology. What's that? Even you wouldn't know, and many of them don't know. It's not just you. And the fact is, what do we adopt that helps our business? Today, if you go to a merchant and say, you know what, I'm going to upgrade your POS, he's going to ask you, does that increase my sales? How much is that going to cost me? You know, these are kind of questions that they are asking because cost matters to them. Second thing for our area like Little India, getting the real manpower to work there is a challenge because, you know, how many locals actually go there to work in traditional stores? You know, there is a stigma to it. So they face that problem. So they end up hiring low-skilled workers. But then who's going to help with the technology redevelopment? You know, that's another issue. Then the third thing that we are looking at is the fact that many of them are just afraid to use it. They're afraid that this technology will affect the way they do business. They will lose customers. They just can't see beyond how this business will evolve with technology. And that's three of the main things that we see with these merchants there.
That's great. And Day's helping on all those fronts, basically.
Basically, what we decided to do was to actually go down to the ground instead of just coming, giving them, you know what, an access to a back end.
Yep.
We actually got them. So our first few vendors, we went to pick the products. We took the picture and we did it for them. We did everything for them. So initially it was like 1-2 sales online. And then you see like suddenly 10, 20. And one day it became a case where they didn't have stock for us.
And we were like, that's great.
And I said, that's a good problem. But now it's time for you to digitalize. And that's what's convincing them to come on board in terms of integration and growing. And that's where we are moving them towards now.
Some people love heading to Little India just for the shopping experience. I mean, it is a unique experience, right? The kinds of shops that you see there. Do you think that Day is going to sort of reduce footfall to Little India even more, in a sense?
I think it's not going to reduce footfall. In fact, what we have seen is basically there's more people using Day as a research base to just research about products. Some of them don't even realize that certain merchants carry these kind of products. And I think that's helping them. Today, the space within Little India is so restricted, right? You can't really see what they have at the back alleys or, you know, what kind of depth of products they have.
Yes.
So e-commerce or listing them has actually given them a bigger pool of that. So it kind of like people will say, do they have this at the store? They checked online, yes. If they want to feel and go down, they will go down and buy it. So we are not stopping that. We're actually creating, as we said, another way of people getting to know them better.
And what is your growth rate for Day? Maybe you can share, you know, how it's grown since 2016 and your roadmap for the next half year.
So basically, we actually have grown by about 120% year on year. It's still growing vigorously this year. And we are targeting to convert most of these merchants within Little India in the next 6 months. There's about 700 retail merchants there. We are trying to integrate with them as well as to bring new technologies to them. In terms of consumers, we are trying to create an app that is more interactive and personalized for them. So there's two things that we're trying to achieve. Today, the whole business model is not just the merchants here who are struggling, but also to understand the consumers. So we make it more seamless in terms of that experience. You know, the excitement that we create for them.
So I look forward to your app.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for joining us. He's Jay Varman, co-founder and CEO of Day Holdings Private Limited. We've been finding out more about how Little India is transforming digitally with the help of online platform Day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.